So I was trolling around on LinkedIn looking at job descriptions, and I found one for a narrative director at Bad Robot Games. If you're not familiar with Bad Robot, it obviously cut my eye because Bad Robot is J.J. Abrams, the blockbuster Hollywood director's film entity, right? So it said, Bad Robot Games is looking for a narrative director. Play a key role in forging unforgettable stories. Build a legendary team that will craft excellence wherever they go. So obviously Bad Robot is starting to get into the game world. As a narrative director, you are a key player in the collaborative process of developing rich game worlds across a host of mediums. We're looking for someone who's deeply skilled, but also a flexible generalist. The ideal candidate will inspire with amazing ideas, but also work with all disciplines to break each down into realizable actions. Wow, very provocative. Key responsibilities. Draw on a range of storytelling tools and techniques to make the story, the characters, and the events resonate with the audience. Display a deep ability to apply traditional narrative techniques through systems, but also seek to innovate in new and emerging narrative forms. So that's the job description of a narrative director at Bad Robot Games. So I've been thinking a lot about the metaverse, AI, augmented reality, and our role as writers and content designers through experience and how these experiences are going to integrate today. This sounds like the type of person you would want crafting your content for those experiences, it feels like. So I have so many questions when I read this. How do we evolve to integrate these skills? Because would our craft and what we do start to like get handed out to game design vendors or screenwriters? Like, do they have things all figured out when it comes down to, hey, we need a writer for the half dozen characters that we're going to have in the metaverse? I don't know if you heard my quick take audit of the Gucci Vault sandbox experience, but it really consisted of me walking around interacting with these different characters that had to lead me to the right places and tell me what to do. And these characters can be AI bots at any moment, but who is going to be the overseer or the editors of these entities or these characters that we interact with? And not just in metaverse, think about augmented reality. You just put on some cool looking glasses and then boom, you might have some character in your very own room talking to you about some Nike shoes that you need to buy or some new collaboration that Nike's doing, and you can try them on and they're like your, like having a shoe store in your own house. Gosh, that's mind-blowing, right? So the thing that I stop and ask is, as content designers or UX writers or copywriters, whatever you want to call us, are we going to be due for yet another type of name or another type of title or skill that embodies all of these elements? Could it be time that we're starting to like need to broaden our horizons a little bit and broaden our skill sets and think about how to integrate things like persona building and how to borrow from things like game writing and the philosophies of script writing? Let's talk about it. I'm Neil Petty, and this is Storytelling for Content Design. Welcome back to Storytelling for Content Design. I am Neil Petty. I wanted to give y'all a quick, huge thanks for all the reception on the brand voice tutorials. Again, it's something I'm super passionate about, and I hope that you learned something. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't, go back and listen to the last two episodes. It's a two-part episode on how to build your brand voice. And it's super, super relevant to what we're going to talk about in this episode, which is the next layer up, which is persona building. I want to give a shout out to all the marketers who actually came forward. It seems like this is a big subject that resonates with more than just writers and craft and people that are thinking about character and personality and the craft of content design and how to make it unique for their brand. It seems like it's resonating with a lot of marketers out there. So thanks to all of those that came out and stepped forward. I've learned a lot from your questions and learned a lot from what you're talking about. And so we'll have more episodes coming out that are going to address some of those topics. So how did you like it? I want to know. Please email me at sfcdpodcast@gmail.com. Are you using the tips? Are any of these coming through in your day-to-day? Do you have further questions? Hit me up. Once again, sfcdpodcast@gmail.com. So getting into it today, I want to talk about the point of knowing how to build a voice and tone. The point about building voice and tone is that it ties into what I call persona building. Persona building is the umbrella character that represents your brand. To build a brand voice is to build a persona and a personality. This way, people know when they come back to your experience. It could be in an app. It could be a character in the metaverse who interacts with you. It could be a TV commercial and the face of your brand. That tone and that personality should be consistent because we as individuals are always looking for something unique and we attract to something that is unique. So personas are super important for conversation designers. Conversation design, if you're not familiar, these are very important people right now. They have essentially been pioneering for the last couple years where things are going when it comes to audio and assistant experiences, writing for chatbots, and just these more dynamic experiences that we have with our quote-unquote websites today. So conversational designers, I think, are already one step ahead of the curve. There are a couple books out there. Look them up. So Google's assistant, it's called Google Assistant, they have a lot of documentation that's out there, and I really like their definition of a persona. So if you go to their Google Assistant documentation, just Google it, find Google Assistant, there's a section on conversational design, and there's a definition on persona, and it reads like this. A persona is a design tool that helps you write conversations. Before you can write a dialogue, you have to have a clear picture of who is communicating. Key phrase there, who is communicating? A good persona evokes a distinct tone and personality, and it's simple enough to keep top of mind when writing dialogue. It should be easy to answer the question, what would this persona say or do in this situation? I'm going to repeat that. What would this persona say or do in this situation? Again, that is the character of the thing or brand or chatbot or whatever you want to call it that you're interacting with. I'm going to get into a little bit of a personal testimonial. This is interesting. So back in, I want to say 2013, I was working on a project that involved an airline client. You know, we were just talking about how cumbersome it is to go fill in your calendar date, find your seats, cross-check prices. Oh, and then not to mention, you probably haven't even decided where you want to go. And we were like daydreaming saying, couldn't you just talk to like a screen, like just talk to the screen and there's just this orb there or something that just is conversing with you and being like, oh yeah, where do you want to go? What kind of seats are you looking for? How much you want to spend? And it's a little bit more chatty and conversational. Wouldn't that relieve the user of all of this like crucial phased out decision-making that you have to do when you pick an airline? Fast forward to 2019, and I'm working on a similar project with the same type of flow, talking about calendars, picking your vacation rental, where you want it to be. Again, gosh, do you even know where you want to go in the first place? And there was a similar theory of, oh, what if you just talk to like an orb like Siri that could just talk to you on a screen? There's no UI, no nothing. It's all just a conversation. And then voila, you have the perfect travel suggestions that come to you and they guide you through it. And it's starts to narrow things down and holds your hand through this. All of this, this is like the same conversation happening both from an agency consultative end and then both from an in-house end that I saw. And to me, it seems like all of this is voice and conversational driven. And really, we're going back full circle to the old school of just talking to like a travel agent. I don't know if y'all have ever remember those, but there once upon a time there were people, you walked into them, they're probably still in some shopping centers, and you just talked to somebody and they're like, oh yeah, here's Hawaii, here's where we like to stay, blah blah blah, how many people are going, okay, let's get your tickets for you, and then you walk out and you're on your way for your vacation. So I'm an emotional buyer, and I'm getting to my point very soon here. I'm an emotional buyer. When I like to buy things and when I'm being sold stuff, I reflect on the big purchases I made by really honing in on that salesperson's natural responses. So for instance, if that travel advisor, that travel agent is talking to me, and then at some point they say, oh yeah, my wife and I love to go to Japan every fall. The foliage is incredible. I mean, we never pass it up. When they say that, I'm like two steps closer to being sold. I am like ready to pull the trigger because I have that natural response. I have that relativity. If it's a funny person, maybe they slip in a little bit of a joke. Hey, don't forget to bring a parka or something like that because it's cold in Japan. Or like when I'm shopping for clothes. Like sometimes I'm like in the store and then the super cool, attractive salesperson comes up to me and I'm holding up a cardigan and they say, I have that same exact cardigan. I love it. I am two steps closer to pulling the trigger, right? And the point of all this is that this is a personality, right? The travel agent or the fashion store boutique salesperson, these are characters, and say what you will, they're all sales tactics, but they're giving me some anecdotes that make me want to buy and make me excited to interact with them and so forth. I want to ask them more questions. I want to dig in. And so wouldn't we as human beings want to flock to that? Wouldn't that personality be what we want to naturally gravitate towards? Future thinking. AR and elements like AI are coming. And so does this mean that we're going to be interacting more with these characters, whether it's in a voice capacity or a visual capacity? So then I wonder, is user experience tomorrow going to be less about actual user flows and more about dialogue? I know there are people sitting on their seats right now saying 1,000 times, yes, it will be. But here's where my head goes on how to make that unique. I think about people that write for games. I think about screenwriters, people that build characters and build worlds and then write the dialogue that they're going to say. And I think about what can we learn as experience writers and brand writers from these people who write for areas like movies and games, going way back to that Bad Robot narrative director description. Could we learn from them? Are there things that they do that we need to start to adopt into our workflows and into our toolkits? Because without it, I think all of this stuff is going to be relatively dry. I think that if we're all going to be using the same chatbots and the same engines and the same GPT-3 models that are starting to give us intelligent answers and all that, we're going to have a yearning maybe for some personality and for some differentiation in personality. And how can we be leaders in that? That's all I'm talking about. So let's curb the metaverse for a minute, right? I think, you know, we are hearing right now that the metaverse is a little complex for folks. It's not quite there yet. Augmented reality, AR, and like interacting with objects in the real world, I think that's definitely on the near term. So literally I'm sitting in my podcast room right now and I could put on some cool looking Ray-Bans. Somebody enters into my very room, which I see, and they are this character that's like letting me try on some new Jordan collaboration or something like that. So those areas are evolving along with AI. So that exact character could be completely AI driven, right? In terms of its responses, in terms of what it's saying. So you're going to hate me on this one. What if, this is totally hypothetical, there's room for another name for our titles and where we're going and another skill. What if it was something like storytelling designer? What if we are transcending from content and transcending from some of the more nitty-gritty areas, which I hate to say it, something like error messages and things like that, bots could probably knock out, but we become more of what's called a storytelling designer. And the way I vision a storytelling designer is it's the fusion of two skills, conversational writing and strategy and persona building. I've just talked about both. I'll have a whole episode talking more about how to find your persona, but picture that. Storytelling design equals conversational writing and strategy plus persona building. So when I say the voice assistant decision tree aspect of writing, that's going to be important when you're designing these characters that interact with you and so forth. But I think the characters themselves and developing them and developing their voice, tone, and personality, that is going to be just as important. So to me, I know I just walked you through a two-part episode on how to build your brand voice and tone. Could we see ourselves doing that maybe in an afternoon just for like this character who's going to guide you in the metaverse, or a character that is going to come and visit your house via AR? Could that be something that we need to do? Could that be something that we do for five characters in an afternoon? And then the dialogue and the nuances, we're just kind of top editing it to make sure that the voice and tone is accurate to what we see and what we envision for this world building that we're doing. It goes back to what I'm saying. I think we're going to need to borrow from the screenwriters in the world. I think we're going to need to borrow from the game writers in the world. I found another really interesting piece in that Google Assistant documentation. There is an awesome writer slash strategist named Kathy Pearl at Google who does conversational design. Sorry to troll you, Kathy, but I loved your video. And it looks like she's been doing this forever, and she made a quick video about how to make a conversational script for a Google Assistant or any assistant. And she definitely borrowed from screenwriting. She did what was called a table read. It was really cool. She talked about how she went dialogue first on how it's going to be interacting with the assistant. It digs into the personality, and then you sit down and you read it out loud with your peers and see if that nails it. And it's like, wow, that's what screenwriters do. Screenwriters sit there in a room and they have the, sometimes they have the actors all in the room and they're doing what's called a table read where they each read the lines. I'll have a whole episode dedicated to this. I think it's really interesting how we can borrow from screenwriting. But really, each of the actors are reading the lines of their characters and they're making edits, they're thinking about it, getting the pacing right. That's really cool stuff to me. And again, does this warrant another title? Does this warrant an evolution in how we think and write for experiences? And last but not least, all of this thinking, like what can make us leaders in the conversation? How can we take this kind of thinking and collaborate with others on our teams, like collaborate with our product marketers, collaborate with our designers, collaborate with our product managers and other people and stakeholders to really paint the picture, the vision? How can we show that writing and storytelling is going to be so integral and that we're the leaders of it? What are the things that we put together in the future to show a content strategy? Is it a content strategy? Or is it a storytelling strategy? I kind of like the word storytelling better, but that's just me. But I'm curious to hear what you think. Please email me your thoughts. Comment on this episode on LinkedIn. My name is Neil Petty. This is Storytelling for Content Design. Stay well and more to come. Storytelling for Content Design is a podcast from Yodo, who brings your brand story to life through the power of words. Yodo is a brand storytelling consultancy who specializes in the voice, personality, and statements that make your products and your team stand out. Find out more at yodocreative.com. That's YOTTO creative.com.